Baba Sakar Murli, 3rd of February 2023. Om Shanti. Essence, sweet children, in order to become Narayan from an ordinary human, become a perfect Brahman. A true Brahman is one who has no enemy, no vice in him. Question, which children does the father have regard for? Who are sensible? Answer. Those who carry out every task of the yajna with responsibility receive regard from the father. They never make mistakes. They consider it their responsibility to be pure and to enable others to become pure, and so they remain engaged in doing the service. Their behavior is very royal. They never defame the father's name. They are all-rounders. Sensible ones are those who try to pass fully. They never cause sorrow for others. They don't perform any wrong acts. Song. If not today, then tomorrow, these clouds will disperse. Om Shanti. Who is giving directions to you children? The unlimited father, whom the children don't remember with that much faith in the relationship of father and child. The father says, children, you now have to return home. Whom does he call his children? The father calls Brahmins, the mouth-born children, his children, because they have become his children. The father sits here and explains, when the new world is to be created, souls of the old world have to return home. Your children now know the father and his home. Some definitely remember the father very well. They follow Srimad. Some don't remember the father because of their body consciousness. They don't remain pure. Brahmins, the mouth-born creation of Brahma, are the children of God. The father, the creator, is remembered. Children are created through the lotus lips of Brahma. You children know that you have truly become the children of God, Brahmins, who are the mouth-born creation of Brahma. Those who remain pure are said to be Brahmins. Everything depends on purity. This is called an impure, sinful world. Human beings who are impure don't understand the meaning of being pure. The Iron Age is an impure world, and the Golden Age is a pure world. No one knows this. Some say that there are impure beings in the Golden and Silver Ages. They say that Sita was abducted. That is defamation of the pure world. As is their vision, so is the world they see. If there are impure beings even in that pure world, is it that the Father created an impure world? The Father establishes a pure world. It is remembered, O purifier, come. Come and make this world, and especially Bharat, pure. The names Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are given to those who remain pure. Those who are impure cannot be called Brahmins or Brahma Kumars or Kumaris. Those Brahmins are created through vice, whereas you Brahmins are a mouth-born creation. It is not said the creation of Brahma born through vice. They are impure. You have now become God's children in order to become the masters of the pure world. If, after being called Brahmins or Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, you still become impure or indulge in vice, then you are not a BK. Brahmins never indulge in vice. Those who indulge in vice are called Shudras. You become God's children in order to claim your fortune of the kingdom from Him. You should make effort to claim your inheritance of the kingdom. Keep the aim of changing from an ordinary human into Narayan. You children know that the number one vice is lust. The second number is anger. If the evil spirits of anger, etc., still remain, you don't become worthy of claiming the full inheritance. It is then said, you are influenced by the evil spirits of lust and anger. You are under their influence. Because of not remembering the father, you become influenced by Ravan. Those who are angry or lustful cannot claim a Narayan status. Here, perfect Brahmins are needed. The father explains that the foremost evil spirit is body consciousness. If you remain soul conscious and continue to remember the father, he also helps. To the extent that you remember him, so accordingly you receive his help. A true Brahmin is one who doesn't have an enemy of any vice. It is because of the main vice of body consciousness that other enemies come. This Bharat was Shivalay, and there was no question of sorrow at that time. But people don't know this. They simply say, Maya exists all the time, and God exists all the time. Oh, but God comes at his own time, and Maya comes at her own time. For half a cycle, there is God's kingdom, and for half a cycle, there is Maya's kingdom. This explanation is not in the scriptures. That is the path of devotion. Only the one Father is the ocean of knowledge. He is also called the purifier. Those who don't remember the Father definitely continue to perform impure acts. They cannot be called Brahmins. These matters are very subtle. If you don't remember Shiv Baba, the grandfather, how would you receive the inheritance? Such ones then continue to remember their old friends and relatives of this old world. If you remember the father very well, he will also help you. If you sometimes become confused while reading a murli, Shiv Baba will come and speak the murli. Some children don't even realize when Shiv Baba came and helped. They feel that they read the murli very well. Oh, you read the murli very well today. Why couldn't you have done that yesterday? You can't even tell if it is Shiv Baba speaking or Brahma Baba speaking. Shiv Baba says, children, you are my godly children. Remember me. No one else can say this. I alone enter this one and say this. I am the ocean of knowledge. You are becoming knowledgeable souls. The Father helps those who have yoga with him. Those who are body conscious will not remember him. You definitely have to remember the Father. There mustn't be any arrogance of, I read the murli very well. No, you should realize that Shiv Baba came and spoke the murli. You should repeatedly remember Shiv Baba. Many children don't remember Baba fully, and so their suffering of karma doesn't end. They become ill and their sins are not absolved. You children have to have yoga with the Father. We are Rajyogis. We have to claim our inheritance from our Father. We will change from an ordinary human into Narayan. You should understand in your hearts whether you are studying sufficiently to become part of the Sun dynasty. It shouldn't be that you first become maids or servants and that you then claim a kingdom. By remembering the Father, you will receive his help. Otherwise, one sin or another is committed and damage is done. They cause a lot of sorrow. Lakshmi and Narayan are bestowers of happiness. Sensible children will try to pass fully. You shouldn't be satisfied with whatever you receive. You have to make all-round effort in every aspect. You shouldn't even feel, this is that one's work, and so why should I do it? Baba does all-round work. If the children's behavior is not right, they defame Baba's name. The father says, if after belonging to me, you act wrongly, your status is destroyed. Don't think that it is Brahma Baba who is giving directions. You should remember Shiv Baba. You children understand that you have the burden on your heads of purifying the world. We are responsible. The responsibility of purifying Bharat is very big. You have to perform every task of the yajna with responsibility. When you make no mistakes, Baba will give you regard. Otherwise, Dharmaraj will give such punishment you would never have experienced even in jail. Therefore, the father says, have all your sins burnt away with yog before destruction takes place. Otherwise, there will have to be punishment in the land of Dharmaraj for the sins of many births. Therefore, do not make mistakes. This is your final birth. You will then go to heaven. To experience a beating and then claim the status of a subject is not called making effort. At that time, you will have to cry out in distress. The father will grant you visions of how he had repeatedly explained to you. To become a Brahmin is not like going to your auntie's home. You have become the children of God, and so you shouldn't indulge in vice. Lust is the greatest enemy in this. Those who are influenced by vice cannot be called Brahmins. Maya will make you fall a great deal, but you mustn't perform any wrong actions with your physical organs. Even the slightest intoxication of familiarity is the intoxication of Maya. Baba has explained, even through that, your burden will be increased. You have become adulterated. God's children don't have the evil spirits of lust or anger in them. Those are devilish traits. Many belong to God and then belong to Maya. They become body conscious. Follow the father's Srimad. Only then will he remain responsible. The directions of Brahma are also remembered. When you follow his directions, the father still becomes responsible. Therefore, you should remove the responsibility from yourselves. The directions of both Bap and Dada are very well known. You should also follow the directions of the mother, because the mother becomes the guru. That mother and father are separate. This is the time when the mother is made a guru. You are making effort for Shivale. The golden age is called Shivale. The accurate name of God is Shiv. Shiv Jayanti is remembered. Shiv is said to be the benefactor. He is a point. The form of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is a star. People make a golden or silver star and apply it like a tilak. In fact, that is accurate and is fine because a star resides in the forehead. However, they don't have knowledge. Some even apply the symbol of a trident. That is the symbol of the third eye and the three aspects of time. That is, it is the symbol of divine vision and a divine intellect. You children now have knowledge of these things. You can apply a star if you want. Our symbol is a white star. The form of a soul is also like a star. The father explains all the secrets. He also cautions you. BKs are those who have promised the father that they will not perform sinful actions. Remember that you mustn't hurt anyone's heart. If you cause sorrow, you are not a child of Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba comes to give you happiness. There, as are the king and queen, so the subjects. Everyone gives happiness to one another. Here, all have become ugly. They continue to use the sword of lust. This is the world of causing sorrow for one another. The golden age is the world of giving happiness to one another. You should explain that you have become the children of God, and so you don't commit any sin. Otherwise, you won't be able to claim a status in the world of charitable souls. You can tell from each one's pulse whether he or she belongs to your clan or not. We say, it is remembered that God says, I teach you Raj Yoga. Only the one incorporeal one is called God. So, when will he come and teach Raj Yoga? Surely, when the new world is being established. For the new world, he definitely has to come into the old world. God speaks, I teach you Raj Yoga. For where? Is it for hell? It is for the pure world. God speaks, I make you into the kings of kings. Tell them when I came, who I am, and when I will come again. He would definitely teach it for the golden age. It is so easy, but if it is not in someone's fortune, it cannot sit in his intellect. It would be like pouring water onto a hot griddle, in which case you have to understand that that one doesn't belong to your Sun or Moon dynasty kingdom, but that many subjects are to be created. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost children, those who have been found after 5,000 years and who are claiming their inheritance from the Father, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bab Dada. The spiritual father says Namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say Padam Guna, remembrance, love, good morning, and Namaste to our spiritual Mother, Father, and Bab Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharna. 1. Never hurt anyone's heart. Promise that you will never perform sinful actions and that you will become constant bestowers of happiness. 2. Don't do anything wrong with your physical senses. Follow the directions of Bab and Dada and remove your burden. Blessing. May you become a most elevated being by doing everything according to the codes of conduct from Amrit Vela to night time. The codes of conduct of the confluence age make you elevated. Therefore, such souls are called Maryada Purushottam, one who follows the highest codes of conduct and becomes most elevated being. The easy way to protect yourself from the tamoguni environment and vibrations is to follow the codes of conduct. Those who stay within the line of the codes of conduct are saved from having to work hard. You have received the codes of conduct from Bab Dada for every step you take, and by taking every step according to those, you automatically become Maryada Purushottam. Let your life be according to the codes of conduct from Amrit Vela to night time, and you will then be said to be a most elevated being, that is, one who is most elevated of all ordinary human beings. Slogan: those who are able to mold themselves to any situation become worthy of receiving everyone's blessings. Om Shanti.